Paris, February 17th, 1903. Dear Sir, your letter arrived just a few days ago. I want to thank you for the great confidence you have placed in me. That is all I can do. I cannot discuss your verses, for any attempt at criticism would be foreign to me. Nothing touches a work of art so little as words of criticism. They always result in more or less fortunate misunderstandings. Things aren't so tangible and sayable as people would usually have us believe. Most experiences are unsayable. They happen in a space that no word has ever entered. And more unsayable than all other things are works of art, those mysterious existences whose life endures beside our own small transitory life. With this note as a preface, may I just tell you that your verses have no style of their own, although they do have silent and hidden beginnings of something personal. I feel this most clearly in the last poem, My Soul. There, something of your own is trying to become word and melody, and in the lovely poem to Leopardi, a kind of kinship with that great solitary figure does, perhaps, appear. Nevertheless, the poems are not yet anything in themselves, not yet anything independent, even the last one and the one to Leopardi. Your kind letter which accompanied them managed to make clear to me various faults that I felt in reading your verses, though I am not able to name them specifically. You ask whether your verses are any good. You ask me. You have asked others before this. You send them to magazines. You compare them with other poems, and you are upset when certain editors reject your work. Now, since you have said you want my advice, I beg you to stop doing that sort of thing. You are looking outside, and that is what you should most avoid right now. No one can advise or help you. No one. There is only one thing you should do. Go into yourself. Find out the reason that commands you to write. See whether it has spread its roots into the very depths of your heart. Confess to yourself whether you would have to die if you were forbidden to write. This most of all. Ask yourself in the most silent hour of your night, must I write? Dig into yourself for a deep answer. And if this answer rings out in assent, if you meet this solemn question with a strong, simple, I must, then build your life in accordance with this necessity. Your whole life, even into its humblest and most indifferent hour, must become a sign and witness to this impulse. Then, come close to nature. Then, as if no one had ever tried before, try to say what you see and feel and love and lose. Don't write love poems. Avoid those forms that are too facile and ordinary. They are the hardest to work with, and it takes great, fully ripened power to create something individual, where good, even glorious traditions exist in abundance. So recuse yourself from these general themes and write about what your everyday life offers you. Describe your sorrows and desires, the thoughts that pass through your mind and your belief in some kind of beauty. Describe all these with heartfelt, silent, humble sincerity. And, when you express yourself, use the things around you, the images from your dreams, and the objects that you remember. If your everyday life seems poor, don't blame it. Blame yourself. Admit to yourself that you are not enough of a poet to call forth its riches, because for the Creator there is not poverty and no poor indifferent place. And even if you found yourself in some prison whose walls let in none of the world's sounds, wouldn't you still have your childhood, that jewel beyond all price, that treasure house of memories? Turn your attentions to it. Try to raise up the sunken feelings of this enormous past. Your personality will grow stronger. Your solitude will expand and become a place where you can live in the twilight, where the noise of other people passes by far in the distance. And, if out of this turning within, out of this immersion in your own world, poems come, then you will not think of asking anyone whether they are good or not. Nor will you try to interest magazines in these